give that to your mother. Good morning. Welcome, happy Easter. It is good to see so many of you here, visitors, family, kids, everyone. Everyone is growing up, I swear. Well, I'm not going to swear, but... not while I'm being recorded. We welcome all of you. As I said, we also welcome all who will be worshiping with us for this Easter Sunday, this blessed, blessed Sunday, through our CD ministry. A couple of quick announcements, because we just have some wonderful things happening in our service today. Of course, the most important is communion, but we have some wonderful music, so this is a joyous day for us. First announcement, this Tuesday night, there's an Upper Ohio Valley Presbytery meeting that I will be attending at Vance Memorial, and this is when the necrology report is read. This Wednesday, I believe we have choir, and Thursday is the SOMA meeting at 10 a.m. at St. Paul's. Also this Thursday, there is a clergy day retreat up at the Seeds of Hope Farm, which belongs to one of the ministers and his wife. And then next Sunday, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I will be out at the Monroe County Care Home for worship service out there. And also, too, next Sunday, May 1st, is Holy Humor Sunday. Do come. Wear your goofy, funny clothes. This is a day that we act silly and we have jokes in church. And if you actually go online and Google up Holy Humor Sunday, you will see that we are reclaiming an old tradition in the church. The Monday after Easter, churches used to go on picnics and they would pull practical jokes on their pastor. And of course, we don't do that anymore, and we haven't reclaimed that part of their tradition. But well, you all have to have a committee to do that, and I know how overworked you are already. And but we just remember that God got the last laugh on death on Easter morning this day. And so we celebrate that with holy humor next Sunday. So do come. And one other announcement, that also next Sunday after church from 10:30 until 2 p.m., St. Sylvester's will be having their spring carnival. And they will be having barbecue chicken and baked steak dinners. So please come with a country store. So take your chance at that. So after church until 2 p.m. at St. Sylvester's next week. And they don't say what the price is, but probably the usual. So are there any other announcements this Easter morning? We have a special offering, a special gift now as we get ready to prepare to worship God this glorious day from Cheyenne and Luann. Are you playing too? No.
No, I'm just...
She's turning pages.
Yes.
Cheyenne, bless us this morning. What a gift and a blessing from God. through Cheyenne. Let us prepare to worship the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. To rise in heart and body and spirit. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Alleluia. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power.
We are all witnesses.
Jesus went about doing good and healing people, and God was with him.
We are witnesses.
They put him to death by hanging him on a tree.
We are witnesses.
But God raised him on the third day.
We are witnesses.
Christ has commanded us to share this good news with all the world so that all may believe and have life through him.
We are witnesses.
Christ is risen. Alleluia. Our opening hymn is Christ the Lord is risen today, number 563 in the red hymnal.
Thank you.
overcame death and opened the gate to everlasting life. Glory to you, O Holy Spirit. You led us into the truth. Glory to you, O blessed Trinity, now and forevermore. Amen. Please be seated. Hear our call to confession this Easter Sunday. Remember that our Lord Jesus can sympathize with us in our weaknesses, since in every respect he was tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with boldness approach the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Let us confess our sin against God and our neighbor, saying, God of power and might, we stand before the empty tomb with awe, pondering a love that is stronger even than death. Can that love save us? Can it forgive our sins and heal our hearts? Can it really be so? It's a day of new beginnings, so we pray that by your Spirit we might start afresh. We pray in the name of Jesus, who is raised from the dead, defeating sin once and for all, and even for us. Let us have a time of silent confession and prayer. Amen. Everyone who lives by trust in Jesus Christ has already received forgiveness of sins. Accept this gift God offers. You are chosen by God to receive it. Your prayers are answered and your salvation is assured. Christ reigns over death, filling you with newness of life. Rise up, rejoice, witness to the good news. Thanks be to God. Amen. Please rise. Living God, with joy we celebrate the presence of your risen word. Enliven our hearts by your Holy Spirit so that we may proclaim the good news of eternal and abundant life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
The first reading today is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 1 through 6. And that can be found on page 855 of the Pew Bibles. The Lord says, the time is coming when I will be the God of all the tribes of Israel, and they will be my people. In the desert, I showed mercy on those people who had escaped death. When the people of Israel longed for rest, I appeared to them from far away. People of Israel, I have always loved you, so I continue to show you my constant love. Once again, I will rebuild you. Once again, you will take up your tambourines and dance joyfully. Once again, you will plant vineyards on the hills of Samaria, and those who plant them will eat what the vineyards produce. Yes, The time is coming when watchmen will call out on the hills of Ephraim, let us go up to Zion, to the Lord our God. The responsive reading today is from Psalm 118. It'll be verses 1 and 2, and then 14 to 24. Those on this side will assist me in reading the odd number verses. Pastor Susan's side, the even number. Starting with Psalm 118. Give thanks to the Lord because he is good, and his love is eternal.
Let the people of Israel say, his love is eternal. And verse 14. The Lord makes me powerful and strong. He has saved me.
Listen to the glad shouts of victory in the tents of God's people. The Lord's mighty power has done it.
His power has brought us victory, his mighty power in battle.
I will not die. Instead, I will live and proclaim what the Lord has done.
He has punished me severely, but he has not let me die.
Open to me the gates of the temple. I will go in and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord. Only the righteous can come in.
I praise you, Lord, because you heard me, because you have given me victory.
The stone which the builders rejected as worthless turned out to be the most important of all.
This was done by the Lord. What a wonderful sight it is.
This is the day of the Lord's victory. Let us be happy. Let us celebrate. Reading is found in Acts, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, on page 173 in the Pew Bible. Acts 10, 34 through 43, on page 173. Peter began to speak. I now realize it is true that God treats everyone on the same basis. Whoever fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him, no matter what race he belongs to. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, proclaiming the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know of the great event that took place throughout the land of Israel, beginning in Galilee after John preached his message of baptism. You know about Jesus of Nazareth and how God poured out on him the Holy Spirit and power. He went everywhere, doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses of everything that he did in the land of Israel and in Jerusalem. Then they put him to death by nailing him to a cross. But God raised him from death 3 days later and caused him to appear, not to everyone, but only to the witnesses that God had already chosen. That is, to us who ate and drank with him after he rose from death. And he commanded us to preach the gospel to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God has appointed judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets spoke about him, saying that everyone who believes in him will have his sins forgiven through the power of his name. And our gospel reading this morning is found in the Gospel according to John, on page 154 in the Pew Bible, John 20, 1 through 18. Page 154. John 20, 1 through 18. Early on a Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been taken away from the entrance. She went running to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." Then Peter and the other disciple went to the tomb. The two of them were running, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and saw the linen cloths, but he did not go in. Behind him came Simon Peter, and he went straight into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths there lying and the cloth which had been around Jesus' head. It was not lying with the linen cloths, but was rolled up by itself. Then the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in. He saw and believed. They still did not understand the scripture which said that he must rise from death. Then the disciples went back home. Mary stood crying outside the tomb. While she was crying, she bent over and looked in the tomb and saw two angels there dressed in white, sitting where the head of Jesus had been, one at the head and the other at the feet. "Woman, why are you crying?" they asked her. She answered, "They have taken my Lord away, and I do not know where they have put him." Then she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. "Woman, why are you crying?" Jesus asked her. "Who is it that you are looking for?" She thought he was the gardener, and so she said to him, "If you took him away, sir, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him, said in Hebrew, "Rabboni," this means teacher. "Do not hold on to me," Jesus told her, "because I have not yet gone back up to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them that I am returning to him who is my Father and their Father, my God and their God." So Mary Magdalene went and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and related to them what he had told her. These are the words of our Lord. Thanks be to God. I know that
my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Upon the earth, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth, upon the earth. And though worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Yet in my flesh shall I see God. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and though worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Yet in my flesh shall I see God? Shall I see God? I know that my Redeemer liveth. For now is Christ risen from the dead, the first fruits of them that sleep, of them that sleep, the first fruits of them that sleep. For now is Christ risen, for now is Christ risen from the dead. The first fruits of them, that sleep.
Amen. Let us pray. Holy God, of Israel, of all creation, of all that is, seen and unseen, past, present, and future. We humbly come before you this day to worship you, to kneel before our risen King, to honor your Holy Spirit, to proclaim your word. Melt our hearts that in this moment we might enter into that first morning when the world changed forever and ever. Descend upon us, we pray, in this moment of our worship, that the meditations of my heart, all our hearts, and the words of my mouth may be acceptable to you, O God, our Creator, our Redeemer, and our Sustainer. Amen. Our story this day of Mary starts out in an interesting way as she has come to the tomb this morning. They haven't been able to complete the task of the burial process, the embalming, their rituals, their rites. And so now that the Sabbath is over, they can go and find Jesus. There is a concern of how they will move the stone that has been rolled into a crevice into the ground and sealed into place. But when she gets there, the tomb is empty. She goes running back to the disciples, to the apostles, Simon, Peter, and the beloved one, who then in turn come running back to the tomb to see what is going on. There's a tremendous amount of running happening initially on this morning. Now, I'm not so sure about all of you, but I think a high percentage of you may not have literally run in the door this morning, but I know you're running in your lives right now. This has been a busy time. It is a busy week. And many of you are probably starting to look at your watches. I'm going to look at my watch. That's right, Ben. It is a day when we are all running. But for this moment, we settle in and we are present at that tomb. Two angels have appeared. And then Jesus. Truthfully, part of why we show up here on Sunday mornings, we don't usually admit it too much, but there's that deep, deep part of us that when we hear the story, we accept it. It's part of our faith. It's part of our tradition. We've heard it since we were little children in Sunday school growing up. But there's this little piece of us that wants to say, is it true? I mean, is it really true? I mean, how did this happen? How does this happen? How can this be? I mean, their life may have been very different from our own, but they weren't simple people. I mean, look at the lives they lived. They worked hard. They had to be creative, some of them very much, in how they earned their money. And we certainly know that these past 3 years that they've spent with Jesus, well, they had to be pretty creative, again, as to how they managed to get around and find places to stay and who would listen and become part of the group and the followers of Jesus. And they traveled with him those 3 years. We know the old, old story, and it comforts us. It's become part of our habit. So part of the reason why we show up today is out of habit. And in some ways, it's kind of perplexing. Is this a day when it's really good for those who are immature or seeking or beginning in their faith journey to show up? Because, I mean, it's such a wonderful day and an exuberant day in our faith when we are celebrating the fact that God has risen Jesus from the dead. And yet, as a beginner, when you walk in, you kind of have to sort of sit back there and say, how is this true? How can this be? Explain this to me. And for those of us that have been brought up in the faith, maybe have wandered away at some times in our lives as we've explored the world and gone about growing up and becoming adults in the world, but for those of us that are mature in our faith, this is the pinnacle. But it's a pinnacle that just keeps going on, really, and gets higher and higher. Because this is a beginning for us today. This is the day where everything started. We tend to look at Christmas morning as that day. And again, there's a question of how is that true that this little baby was born incarnate of God by the Holy Spirit? How is that true? But none of that would have really mattered. He might have been a mighty prophet or a great healer that it would have had a great amount of respect in the community around him. But he never would have been Lord of Lords and King of Kings had it not been for this day, this moment. But by the power of God, it is true. These are those places where we accept and welcome that miracles happen in life. There are just things that our left brain, our rational, logical, scientific, functional brain just can't explain. Through quantum physics and psychiatric medicine and regular medicine that we have and all the specialties that are out there, we can explain so much. But how do we really explain this? God helps us. God strengthens us and assures us that this miracle that we believe in faith with that right side of our brain, but mostly our heart, happens because it is of God. It is not of us, of human divine intervention, if we want to think that we can have divine intervention. It is solely of God. God has rolled away that stone on Easter morning, and God has revealed the miracles before us. And from this moment on, we will actually travel through 40 more days as Jesus' risen presence is on the earth. We are preparing yet again for another 40-day journey until the ascension of Jesus to return to God the Father. And then we will have 10 more days until Pentecost, the receiving of the Holy Spirit. But in these next 40 days, Jesus will appear. And it's these stories over these next 40 days that will help us and ground us in our faith and our belief that, yes, what we celebrate this morning is true. What we believe in our hearts this morning is true. And the first one to understand that and embrace that and receive it was the one who heard her name called first, Mary. And it was in that moment when her name was called that she knew that the risen Lord was before her. Hear your name called this day. For it is in knowing that the risen Lord is beside you in this garden that you too know the risen Christ. That you too know the miraculous, awesome mystery of God. When you hear your name in this moment, everything becomes personal. And you begin to see the miracles in your life. The small ones, the subtle ones, the big ones. They happen every moment. Stones were rolled away this morning. A stone that no human being could comprehend. God rolls stones away in our lives. And when God rolls those stones away, He calls our name and calls us forth to do just as Mary did, to go out and say to all that we meet, I have seen the risen Lord. I know Him. He lives. He lives. Hear your name called this day. As we, as the body of Christ, disciples all, begin our journey from this pinnacle of our faith. We begin, who knows, the next 2,000 years of reign, or maybe one day when He returns tomorrow. Hear your name called today and run from that garden and say, I have seen the risen Lord. He called my name. He lives. Amen. I invite you to remain seated. We are just singing the third verse of He Lives. And it is on page 285 in the red hymnal. Obligation dissolve into delight when our offerings give way to living in the resurrection. Our offering will now be given to the glory of God for the work of Christ's church in our community and in the world. extra part of this announcement. We are going to have the four of them collecting the offering. So one will be on the outside of each side, and then one of them will be on the inside. So if you would, pass the plate just like we do with communion.
When you're ready.
of the people of God. They come from the east and west and from the north and south and sit at table in the kingdom of God. According to Luke, when our risen Savior was at table with his disciples, he took bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. This is the Lord's table. Our Savior invites those who trust in him to share the feast which he has prepared. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to God.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise, O Lord our God, creator and ruler of the universe. In your wisdom, you made all things and sustained them by your power. You formed us in your image, set us in this world to love and to serve you and to live in peace with your whole creation. When we rebelled against you, refusing to trust and obey you, you did not reject us, but still claimed us as your own. You sent prophets to call us back to your way. Then in the fullness of time, out of your great love for the world, you sent your Son to be one of us, to redeem us and to heal our brokenness. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with choirs of angels, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all the faithful of every time and place who forever sing to the glory of your name.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are holy, O God of majesty, and blessed is Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, whom you sent to save us. He came with healing in his touch and was wounded for our sins. He came with mercy in his voice and was mocked as one despised. He came with peace in his heart and met with violence and death. By your power, he broke free from the prison of the tomb, and at his command, the gates of hell were opened. The one who was dead now lives. The one who humbled himself is raised to rule over all creation. The Lamb upon the throne, the one ascended on high, is with us always, as he proclaimed. Please be seated. We give you thanks that the Lord, on the night before he died, took bread, and after giving thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant sealed in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." Remembering your gracious acts in Jesus Christ, we take from your creation this bread and this fruit of the vine and joyfully proclaim and celebrate his dying and rising as we await the day of his coming. With thanksgiving, we offer our very selves to you to be a living and holy sacrifice to your service. Great is the mystery of our faith.
Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ.
Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these your gifts of bread and cup, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, that we may be one with all who share this feast. Unite us in ministry in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be the body of Christ in the world. Let us pray. Nourished at this table, O God, may we know Christ's redemptive love and live a new life in him. Help us who recognize our Lord in the breaking of the bread to see and serve him in all whose lives are broken. Give us who are fed at his hand grace to share our bread with the hungry and with the hungry of heart. Keep us faithful in your service until Christ comes in final victory, and we shall feast with all your saints in joy in your eternal realm. Through Christ, all glory and honor are yours, Almighty God, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forevermore. Amen. Let us pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our communion hymn is an insert in your bulletin. Make it easy for you. And this is a joyful, joyful celebration of our Lord's Supper. Our one body, for it is one loaf from which we partake. The bread that we break is the communion of the body of Christ. The cup of blessing that we bless is the blood of Christ shed for us for the forgiveness of sins. It is the cup of the new covenant. The bread, which we break, the cup. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Come now, for all things are ready. The body of Christ, the bread of life, take and eat. The cup of the new covenant sealed in Christ's blood, take and drink. You are invited to rise for our communion prayer. Let us join our voices in our prayer of thanksgiving, saying, Loving God, we thank you that through word and sacrament, you have given us your Son, who is the true bread from heaven and food of eternal life. So strengthen us in your service that our daily living may show our text. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Spread the message. Christ is alive. Live the good news. Our lives are renewed. We have seen and heard the good news. We have been touched by the presence of God. Share the word. God's peace is offered to all. Communicate the power of love. Be transformed. We are saved and reconciled and empowered. God has chosen us to make all things new. Announce and proclaim God is strength. Rejoice in the promise we shall triumph over death. We will tell everyone we meet of our discoveries. We will witness to God's awesome activity in the world. Amen. Our closing hymn, Lift High the Cross. With God's blessing at the news beyond belief and doubt, Jesus Christ is risen. Laugh with Christ, live with Christ, love to Christ. Amen. Go in peace. Go in the name of Christ.
Always.
in your name.